This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various infrastructural and development projects in Ekta Nagar this evening. The projects launched today aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility and support sustainability initiatives in the area. Prime Minister inaugurated the bonsai garden, sewage treatment plant, Sardar and sub-district hospital in Ekta Nagar. The newly constructed sub-district hospital with a capacity of 50 beds and built at a cost of 22 crore rupees will provide essential medical services to citizens. Mr. Modi is now addressing the officer trainees of the 99th Common Foundation course in RM 6.0, which includes 653 officer trainees from across 16 civil services of India and 3 civil services of Bhutan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that when it comes to innovation and technology, Indian youth are among the best. Mr. Modi shared a social media post of GitHub CEO Thomas Domke, who lauded India for being the fastest growing developer population on the planet, calling the country's rise as a global tech titan inexorable. Mr. Domke said India's developers have gone a leap further and embracing AI as a core tool. The disengagement process of the Deptang and Temchok regions of eastern Ladakh has been completed between India and China after 4.5 years of military standoff along the line of actual control LAC. According to army sources, talks will continue at local commanders' level and the border patrolling will resume soon, marking a significant step towards restoring normalcy in the region. The sources said verification is in progress and patrolling modalities will be decided between ground commanders. The Indian Army sources also reported that both sides will exchange sweets tomorrow on the occasion of Diwali. Scrutiny of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polling in Jharkhand was held today. Voting for 288 assembly seats in Maharashtra and 38 constituencies of the second phase in Jharkhand will take place on the 20th of next month. In Maharashtra, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 4th of November. In Jharkhand, candidates can withdraw their nominations for the second phase till the 1st of November. The BJP today said the manner in which the Election Commission has responded to the baseless and unsubstantiated allegations made by the Congress party reveals the party's brazen campaign driven by lust for power. Briefing media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi said it is unfortunate how the Congress is attempting to undermine and disrespect constitutional institutions. The Election Commission yesterday rejected allegations levelled by the Congress in connection with irregularities in the recent Haryana Assembly polls, terming them baseless. As Diwali approaches, the festive spirit is sweeping across the country. In Uttar Pradesh, a grand Deepotsav is being held with lighting of more than 25 lakh diyas at 55 ghats of Ayodhya, including the Ram Ki Paidi on the eve of Diwali. This is the first Deepotsav celebration in Ayodhya after the consecration ceremony of the Ram Temple. Rajasthan is also bustling with activity on the occasion of Diwali. Roop Chaturdashi is being celebrated today across the state. Markets are buzzing with shoppers, streets are lit with vibrant decorations and homes are decked with colourful rangolis. Indian Railways is running thousands of special trains to cater to the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. It is operating over 2,500 additional trains. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal embarked on a comprehensive diplomatic mission in Riyadh today, marking significant strides in Indo-Saudi relations through a series of high-level meetings and cultural engagements. This comprehensive engagement underscores India's commitment to strengthening its strategic partnership with Saudi Arabia across economic, cultural and technological domains. At least 51 people have been killed in flash floods in eastern Spain's Valencia region. Torrential rains led to flash floods that swept away cars, disrupted rail lines and highways and left roads and towns underwater. Yesterday, more than 1,000 soldiers from Spain's emergency response units were deployed for relief and rescue operations. And that's the end of this news bulletin.